You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this AppleViz podcast. I am Daryl Bowles, also known on the AppleViz forums as Advocate. Today, we are going to be demonstrating a game with some visual elements. It is a video game with built-in accessibility for blind players. It was just released on April the 24th. It is Call of Fate. And we're going to be demonstrating a little bit of that today. So I need to find the icon in my games folder.
Call of Fate. Double tap to open.
And there it is. I will double tap this.
Call of Fate. Direct touch area. Landscape. Charge port to the right portrait. English button.
And it's going to ask me to log in to an account here.
Register. Already have an account? Click to log in.
I do have an account.
Don't have an account yet? Click to register now. Switch to account password login. Account number colon vowels at start. Quick login.
All right, there we go. I'm going to double tap quick login. You are going to want to register. It's just a matter of putting your email address in and then receiving a verification code, entering that verification code, and then selecting the option already have an account and logging in if you decide to exit and come back into the game. So let's go ahead and get started here.
Quick login button.
Quick login.
Quick login.
Here we go.
Game initialization complete. Landscape. Charge port to the right. Direct touch area. Use the rotor to enable direct touch for this app. Voice over off.
One game!
The game has a built-in screen reader. To avoid focus conflicts, please disable any external screen reader software before proceeding. Tap screen to continue. Audio game. Use headphones. Hold device horizontally with mic on the right. Tap screen to continue. Sound from left ear. Swap if incorrect. Tap screen to continue. The game has a built-in screen reader. To avoid focus conflicts, please disable any sound from left ear. Swap if in-game gestures. Single finger. Welcome to the world of Call of Fate, dear players. Thank you for your patience. We are thrilled. Okay. Currently selected server recently logged in server Chaos Revelation.
Okay, so now that I'm sitting here, I want to go ahead and discuss a little bit of what was going on there. There is a bug in the software where it will take you back to the first part of the setup where it talks about the headphone test. Now, even though it said it was in my left ear, it was dead center, and so we're just going to proceed as if that is correct, which it is. We're sitting here in the main menu, and also what you're going to want to do is play with the phone held in landscape mode with the USB port or the lightning port facing to the right and your earpiece facing on your left with the camera lens under your left hand. That is how you're going to want to hold it. The volume buttons.
Currently selected server recently logged in server Chaos
yes.
Revelation.
I'll get to that in just a moment. The volume buttons and the mute switch should be facing you. And your lock button should be on the opposite side. So with that being said, you're going to swipe up and down, keeping in mind that this is in landscape mode, to go through the options, and we'll take a look at these right here.
Chaos Revelation.
Chaos Revelation, that is the server we're going to start with. We're going to be jumping right into the tutorial mode. So why don't we play through that, and then we will look at the main menu, and then we will go from there. Let's dive right into it.
The candlelight flickers in the castle during the storm, and you gaze at Pandora's face, both familiar and strange. Once, your love was like the brilliant flowers of spring, and Pandora's smile could dispel all gloom. But now, only regret and misunderstanding remain. Tonight, tears glisten in her eyes, which are like cold ice, emitting a chilling light of hatred. Pandora angrily transforms her fingertips into a sharp sword, stabbing straight at your heart. You endure unprecedented pain, your vision gradually blurs, and you finally fall into darkness. You don't know how long it has been when you awaken on a cold seaside, with only the memory of that bright yet cruel face and a tear at the corner of the eye. The pain in your heart constantly reminds you of the terrifying scene that night. A melody drifts over, and the music seems to have a magical power that soothes the deep pain in your heart. The music abruptly stops, and the sea breeze brings a chill. A melancholy-looking man walks towards you. He looks at you with complex emotions and asks your name. Create character on fire. Double-click
now,
to change name.
You can enter a name in here. You will need voiceover for that. But you can also
double-click for random nickname. Current nickname. Cease on fire.
We can go with that or click a random nickname. I think
confirm.
To keep things simple, I will You know what? I will create me a name. Just I will pause this recording and come back when my name is finished. All right, I have my character created.
Double click for random nickname. Current nick confirm.
And I just swiped down twice to find the confirm option, and we will double tap.
The piano not far away seems to exude a certain allure, driving you to approach and press its keys. The man is very surprised. He introduces himself as Fan, saying the piano is his essence and only those with a destined connection can touch it. He also tells you that he can lead you to someone who can completely heal your heartache. Suddenly, the ground shakes violently. Fan is tense. He confirms the visitor is Feya, a witch. To heal heartache, you agree to partner and bind a pact with him. Feya appears before you. Now, let's make a pact with Fan and face the incoming enemies together. Swipe left right to select the training button and double tap. Current selection, my info. Game guide. Today's reminder. Invite friends for rewards. Story complete chapter 1. Wish not unlocked. Team. Training. Swipe left right to select the recruit hero button and double tap. Current selection, my heroes.
If you have played Kilta, you will understand how this works. You recruit heroes to fight with you, and the game is basically an auto-battler of sorts.
Recruit heroes can be recruited. Swipe left right to select hero Fan and double tap. Current selection, Fan.
I have double tapped on the recruit heroes option, and now I'm going to double tap on Fan here.
You've recruited Fan. Next, you can obtain the essence needed for recruitment through events and more. Let's learn how to have Fan assist us in battle. Swipe down to return to the main menu. After setting Fan in the team, Fan can help us fight together. Swipe left right to select the team button and double tap. Current selection, my info.
The main menu will put you on the my info option, but we're going to find the team menu.
Rewards can claim reward. Events can participate. Guild not unlocked. Social. Shop not unlocked. Inventory. Training. Team.
I swiped up to find team. I will now double tap.
Here, we have three team setups available for easy selection later on. Now let's set Fan in squad 1. Teams are arranged in two rows of three columns. Front row is for high defense heroes, back row for high output heroes. Heroes attack front units in their column first. Setting up teams wisely is key to victory. Now let's place Fan at the front left position. Swipe left right to select the front left button and double tap. Current selection, front left. Swipe left right to select hero Fan and double tap. Current selection, Fan.
Since he is the only hero available, he is highlighted. I will now double tap.
Swipe left right to select the save button and double tap. Current selection, front left, Fan. Front center, empty, front right, empty, back left, empty, back center, empty, back right, empty, bonus, none. Save team.
Double tap on save.
Formation saved successfully. This way, our team setup is saved successfully. Swipe down to return to the main menu and continue the story. Fan invites you to fight Feya together and acts as your guide, teaching you to harness inner strength for battle training. The game world has floating energy elements that you can collect before battles to boost your hero's power. You will hear a 3-second countdown. Hearing the sound means the preparation phase is over and energy elements will start appearing soon. Hearing the sound means energy elements have been detected. Tap the screen once per element to collect them. Tap the screen now to complete collection. Energy elements stay visible for 1 second. If not collected in time, they disappear. Collecting boosts your heroes. A large number of elements are about to appear. Tap the screen to collect. After completing chapter 1.5, you can swipe up to skip collecting for random bonuses. Now increase buff supply. You gain random buffs like attack, defense, speed. Now restart battle. Heroes auto attack and use skills when ready. Swipe left right with one finger to check ally status or two fingers for enemy status. Swipe up to skip battle. Feya, 226, 60. Victory. Received Feya's necklace 1 pieces. Level 5 chosen 8 pack 1 pieces. Close. Feya is defeated. In inexplicable anger, she returns Fan's ship, the Arjun. Before you and Fan leave, Feya gives you a necklace containing her past memories. You discover that the necklace holds a passionate confession Fan wrote to Feya. You stole my heart. You took my life. You are the most special girl I have ever met. Feya, you must be the angel sent by heaven to save me. Love, Fan. With many mysteries, you follow Fan off the island. Let's continue following the story to explore the world. The more chapters you clear, the more features unlock. Using stamina to fast travel also rewards you more. Swipe left right to select the story button and double tap. Current selection, my info.
So we're going to continue.
Game guide. Today's reminder. Invite friends for rewards. Story complete chapter 1.9 to unlock the shop. When exploring, you need companions. You've set up your team. Now let's choose the default squad for story battles. Swipe left right to select adjust team and double tap. Continue story, with battle. 1.1 Battle Saga, requires level 1 recommended combat power 475. First clear reward, regular wish talisman 1H, EXP 10H, commander souls 10H, silver coins 120H.
Yeah, the souls and everything like that are things that you can unlock.
Swipe left right to select squad 1 and double tap. Current selection, squad 1. Squad 2, combat power 0. Squad 1, combat power 4. Swipe left right to select set default and double tap. Current selection, set default. After setting the default team, we can start the story. Swipe left right to select continue story and double tap. Current select game instructions. 1.1 Battle Saga, continue story, with battle. Your ship sails on a tranquil sea. From the deep sea, faint monster moans are heard. A gigantic creature breaks the surface, crashing straight into your ship. Tap the screen to collect energy.
Time for energy collection.
Battle starts. Fan, 569, 80. Fan, 569,100. Fan, 504. Fan, 508,100. Emma, 128, 80.
You will learn something very interesting about Emma here in just a moment. Or not yet.
Victory, received EXP 10 pieces, regular wish talisman 1 pieces, commander souls 10 pieces, silver coins 120 pieces. Close. The huge silhouette falls back into the sea with the sound of a woman's cry. You absorb energy from the figure and instantly understand its use, as if its knowledge buried deep in memory. As the energy integrates, methods to wield this power naturally come to mind, seemingly guided by an unseen force, helping you master and utilize it better. You call out to Fan, helping him to increase his power. Fan promises to take you to visit his old friend once ashore. A giant strides rapidly on collapsing icebergs, glaring at you. Fan recognizes him as the hundred-eyed giant, guardian of the secret snow mountain. We just obtained a soul fragment. Let's learn how to use it. Swipe down to return to the main menu. Soul fragments can be used to upgrade heroes and boost their power. Let's upgrade Fan now. Swipe left right to select the training button and double tap. Current selection, my info. Rewards can claim, events can part, guild not unlock, social. Shop not unlock, inventory. Training can be trained, team. Training can be trained. Swipe left right to select my heroes and double tap. Current selection, my heroes. Swipe left right to select Fan and double tap. Current selection, Fan. Swipe left right to select basic info and double tap. Current selection, basic info. Swipe left right to select level and double tap. Current selection, Fan, dark element. Swipe left right to select level and level 1. Double click to upgrade. Well done. As your hero grows stronger, more skills will unlock. Swipe down to return to the main menu and continue the story. Don't forget to come back and train your heroes. My hero. Main menu, my information.
It is very similar to Kilta in that respect. You do need to train them in this game. You do need to level them. That's very important.
Game guide. Today's reminder, invite friends for rewards. Story complete, wish not unlocked, wish story complete, chapter 1.9 to unlock the shop.
But we are going to continue the story.
Dungeon 1.2 Battle Saga, requires level 1 continue story, with battle. The giant angrily accuses you of causing Emma's death, raising a monstrous wave against you. Tap the screen to collect energy. Battle starts. Receive EXP 10 pieces, regular wish talisman 1 pieces, commander souls 20 pieces, silver coins 120 pieces. Close. After the giant collapses, a brilliant light blooms. You feel a sharp pain in your heart. Trembling, you touch the light, entering the giant's past. In ancient times, the demi-human race suffered under the yoke and enslavement of the human race. The giant ray of the demi-human race was trained into a war machine, helping the humans invade the elven territories. During one battle, Lei was severely injured and fell off a cliff, saved by the kind elf Emma. During his recovery, Ray felt care and warmth for the first time, and they fell in love. Ray's heart was with Emma, but his body was still controlled by the consciousness imposed by his old master, forcing him to return to the human race. In a subsequent battle, Ray killed Emma's parents. In despair, Emma joined the Abyss Tribe, sacrificing her soul to gain immortality and immense power. Emma pretended to forgive Ray and approached him again. While Ray was asleep, Emma aimed a dagger at his heart. As the dagger pierced Ray, Emma felt excruciating regret. Realizing she still loved him, she pulled out the dagger and stabbed herself. Ray awakened, restraining Emma and explaining everything in agony. Emma, in tears, insisted that the murder of her parents was an irreconcilable enmity and that she had become one with the Abyss. If revenge was impossible, she would kill herself. Faced with his beloved's resolve, Ray held Emma tightly, crying for 3 days and nights. He finally used forbidden power to turn Emma into a mindless water monster, keeping her by his side forever. You wake from Ray's memories. Your heartache is alleviated, and you fall into deep thought. You absorbed Ray's memories and gained the ability to communicate with the world. Please swipe down to return to the main menu. Let's make our first wish. Take a deep breath and stay calm. Swipe left right to select the wish button and double tap. Current selection, my info.
And that's just terrible. What happened to Emma?
Game guide. Today's reminder, invite friends for reward. Story complete chapter, wish tokens available. Swipe left right to select advanced wish and double tap. Current selection, normal wish. Advanced wish. Swipe left right to select wish once and double tap. Current selection, wish once, free this time. Received 10 Emma tokens. Congratulations, you completed the wish and received Emma's token. You can now own Emma. Swipe down to return to the main menu. Remember the recruitment you used earlier? Now recruit Emma to accompany you on your journey. Swipe left right to select the training button and double tap. Current selection, today's reminder.
And I believe this is where I will leave you. I hope that you enjoyed this demonstration of Call of Fate, and hope to see you all playing again soon.
This podcast was brought to you by the community at applevis.com. Applevis, empowering people who are blind, deafblind, or who have low vision to get the most from Apple products and related technologies. A proud member of the Be My Eyes family. For more information, visit our website at www.applevis.com.